have this information might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. HerbalHealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog.
Astounding, remarkable, brilliant. During the Cold War, while the Soviet Union had a German Karl Marx, had the German Karl Marx as its official philosopher, America had Tocqueville, the Frenchman who in the 19th century saw the democratic future in America. But skipping ahead, the point that I'm getting to is, you know, in this fractured society, in this fractured day and age, we need to return to these sentiments, perhaps. Tocqueville shows up in less likely places as the halls of Ivy League academia and so forth. Anyone who gives $10,000 or more to the charity giant United Way anywhere in the United States is automatically made a member of the National Alexis de Tocqueville Society, created by United Way in 1972, which is something I didn't know, which is a wonderful thing. If there's a redeeming aspect to United Way, I think it's evident in that action. But why? Well, as the brochure puts it, created by the United Way in 1972 and so named Alexis de Tocqueville Society, as the brochure puts it, Tocqueville's most important observation was that Americans helped each other in time of need. Or so said the United Way as of 1972, the creation of the National Alexis de Tocqueville Society. So what's the point? Well, think about it. I watched some things yesterday, read some things yesterday. Tocqueville's most important observation was that Americans help each other in time of need. What is happening today? We are a brutal, reckless, and mean-spirited society in many ways. And we have difficulty confronting our schizophrenia, our cognitive dissonance, or so it seems. And as a result, instead of helping one another, we brutalize one another in a variety of ways, not all of them physical, obviously. And then we essentially call on the government to help us instead of helping one another, which is just a further extension of that victimization of one another and really ourselves. Because again, getting back to speaking of Alexis de Tocqueville, getting back to Friedrich Hayek's words from The Road to Serfdom, and his observation that Alexis de Tocqueville understood the concept of socialism equals authoritarianism. Remember chapter 2, The Great Utopia, page 29, democracy extends the sphere of individual freedom, de Tocqueville said in 1848. Socialism restricts it. Democracy attaches all possible value to each man. Socialism makes each man a mere agent, a mere number. Democracy and socialism have nothing in common but one word, equality. But they don't define it the same, do they? They use the term interchangeably. The term is used interchangeably, but they obviously apply different meanings, kind of like what the progressives have done over the course of the last 100+ years. But notice the difference. While democracy seeks equality and liberty, and socialism, while democracy seeks equality and liberty, socialism seeks equality and restraint and servitude. Skipping ahead, because I mentioned this yesterday, of course, you have the redefining of the word freedom. The, as Hayek puts it, the great apostles of political freedom, to them the word freedom had meant freedom from coercion, freedom from the arbitrary power of other men, release from the ties which left the individual no choice but obedience to the orders of a superior to whom he was attached. The new freedom promised, however, was to be a freedom from necessity, freedom from want, as I would put it. And they argued, the social change agents argued, that the original political freedom wasn't worth having without this new freedom from want. And as Hayek points out, although the word was used in a different sense by the two groups, few people noticed this, and still fewer asked themselves whether the two kinds of freedom promised could really be combined. And I always add reconciled. Do we ask that question? Someone should have asked Hillary Clinton that in the CNN YouTube debates 10 years ago when she said, liberal, shoot, I'm a progressive, like the early 20th century era progressives, who, if you read R.J. Pistrito and his piece over at the Heritage Foundation, published back around the same time, titled The Birth of the Administrative State, where it came from and what it means for limited government. If you read that piece, you understand that these same people made no bones about their open, comprehensive attack on the Constitution and what it stands for. So that's unfortunate. That's the reality we live in. But it was interesting, circling back around to the original point, watching this hysteria and schizophrenia play out on a daily basis. It's cartoonish. There's no recovery. There's no thoughtful consideration of what's happening. You know, usually, speaking of P90X, when you work out, isn't there some kind of a recovery rate? The only recovery we have in the society is sleep, and sometimes for some people that isn't even recovery. You wake up and you rinse and repeat, do it all. We are marinating in propaganda that's just getting more intense and insane. Think about it. We've gone through some of these news cycles. Let's just go back to Vault 7 last week. The WikiLeaks CIA Vault 7 collection release was astounding. We could just stop there and look into all of the different aspects of that story and the ripple effect. But, you know, we hear that and then just rinse and repeat next day, which is why I keep saying the news cycle seems just compressed in Moore's Law fashion, perhaps, day after day, particularly in the Trump administration, even more than in the past. But you heard, I'm sure you saw some of the stories, maybe you heard some of the press, you know, folks making fun of Kellyanne Conway. Here is the clip of Judge Napolitano the other day on Fox and Friends talking about the microwave issue. Not camera, but listening device. Go ahead, please.
And spies.
You know what, Judge, if there is a silver lining to that, to this whole episode, it is the fact that it looks like when you look at the classifications, it's not the super secret stuff. And it's older devices impacted. I mean, they talked about how to use a 3.5-inch floppy disk. So maybe this is older stuff. Somebody further down the food chain is able to leak it out.
You're going to see the newer stuff coming, and some of it is creepy. The computer chip in a microwave in your kitchen when the door is open can be accessed wirelessly as a listening device. Who's doing the accessing? The FBI has to find that out. That just as important as finding the mole is to find out who's spying on us.
Well, if my microwave oven has a microphone in it, this is what it's going to pick up. Hurry!
Of course, that point is marginalized. Here's what my microphone is going to pick up. Hurry! Oh, so funny. It's so funny, isn't it? It's just hilarious. I mentioned when we talked about this last week, do a search in your favorite search engine, hacking, dishwasher, spying. See what you come up with. I guess ABC News is a conspiracy too. Maybe it is.
You can really trust a medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science. Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even
are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I can get too. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855, the number 2, keep it today.
Unbelievable, this country, you know. So you heard Judge Andrew Napolitano mention the microwave soundbite. I think that's where, if I had to guess, I think that's where Kellyanne Conway got her little flub. And, you know, people are just so ruthless. I'm not a Kellyanne apologist, but I think she does a fine job. Everybody gets hung up on semantics. It's you know, it would be interesting to see these political pundits, many of whom don't spend that kind of time in the public eye, let alone under such intense public scrutiny. Now, Sean Spicer getting attacked at the Apple store, essentially getting ambushed. And again, I'm not necessarily an apologist, but, you know, those kinds of things really can only go one way. And it's very, again, it's brutal. This is the society we live in, you know, ambushing one another. Because what? You have an ignorant, really ill or uninformed position on issues that you think you need to grind in the public square at inappropriate moments and in inappropriate ways. I mean, is this what we're becoming in America? And you have political shock jocks, who I would call Marxist provocateurs, Marxist agent provocateurs, kind of fostering this sort of sentiment. Some have been doing it for years. I even fall victim to it, prey to it myself sometimes. It's not okay. We shouldn't be brutalizing one another in this society. We should be informing one another's discretion. Inform their discretion, as Jefferson said. We got a lot of work to do. You know, we are deeply immersed in a coordinated propaganda campaign of mimetic warfare proportions, and it's a campaign that's designed to steer us into not good ends. What's happening in America, you know, as we look around? We have all of these I mentioned, you know, P90X for the brain, for example. That would be nice, wouldn't it? Just as a concept, to think that people would be as concerned about their mental fortitude, their ability to think critically, to reason through information, to sift through the propaganda on their own and not be completely duped, to be able to get together and have intelligent discourse on subjects. But what's happening instead? You know, it seems like everything we go to war with or on is a losing battle, isn't it? The war on terror is a losing battle. The war on drugs is a loser. The war on crime, the war on obesity. Interesting how that works, isn't it? And we've never been more concerned about our appearance in America, and yet there are more morbidly obese people in America than ever before. Obviously, that's not really an organic problem, going back to the 90s and the use of GMO and glyphosate-based Roundup. But I digress. Anyway, it's just interesting how that works, isn't it? Stick around. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can...
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's the obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Man, that was fast. Bottom of the first hour, this Tuesday, March 14th, 2017. A lot of ground to cover. Let's see if we can do it and quickly, shall we? Again, you know, speaking of the cognitive dissonance that we seem to suffer through in America today, I've been seeing the New Day USA commercials for a while, and every time I see it, I just think, haven't we been here before? Haven't we seen this? I mean, you know, the cognitive dissonance and the lack of recalling history is just astonishing, really. Have you seen this commercial or one like it, these New Day USA commercials?
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need cash? You need to know about the New Day 100 Home Loan for Veterans. It lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value. The New Day 100 VA loan lets you refinance your mortgages, consolidate your credit card debt, put cash in the bank, and lower your payments an average of $700 a month. Veterans like us have earned a valuable VA benefit, the right to apply for a VA home loan. So call New Day USA.
1-855-510-4063.
Are you kidding me? We're advocating 100% LTV financing again. Didn't we just do this? Don't we recall that resulted in the mortgage meltdown, the subprime contagion was part of that, and there were a number of forces that colluded and conspired, obviously, to bring about the problems 10 years ago. But getting people leveraged to the hilt wasn't a good idea. Why are we advocating this? You know, you have Jennifer Marshall, who is herself a Navy veteran in this commercial. And you have, oh gosh, I forget who the rear admiral is in one of the other commercials, but you know, we're using veterans to inflict this kind of psychopathy on other veterans. It's very diabolical, I would say. Are you a veteran and own a home and need cash? You can consolidate your debt and you know, get some cash out. And haven't we done this before? You know, coming from the mortgage industry, spending some time as a wholesale lender rep, I knew brokers who actually built businesses, large businesses, on the scheme or the model that they referred to as leveraging your lazy equity. The only problem is, in most people's cases, you know, if you don't understand good debt and bad debt, in simple terms, just borrowing from Robert Kiyosaki's words, your primary residence is not an asset in the orthodox sense, meaning in Kiyosaki's terms, defining terms, which we always should, because if we don't, we get in trouble and wonder why, because of this schizophrenia, this cognitive dissonance. In Kiyosaki's vernacular, your primary residence takes money out of your pocket. It doesn't put money in your pocket. An asset puts money in your pocket. A liability takes money out. So to use your primary residence as an ATM or a check cashing store is not the most wise and prudent course of action. That's how we got in trouble 10 years ago. That was the culmination of this kind of nonsense. But it's staggering. Apparently we've, I don't know, forgotten that happened. But I digress. Getting back real quick to the Shepard Smith nonsense, it's, you know, he's just, I'm not sure that he pays attention to what he even reports on day in and day out, because, you know, we played the clip, maybe we'll play that one later too, his remarks on the Vault 7 release last week, and the unparalleled ability for the intelligence community and beyond, of course, into the contractor community. And again, one of the biggest stories that's still not floating around in the headlines is the outsourcing aspect. And again, R.J. Hillhouse wrote the book literally on the subject 10 years ago. The fact that the intelligence community, the CIA in particular, is largely outsourced, something that people don't realize, and that should be astonishing. That should be frightening. It's bad enough we have an intelligence community and people say, oh, it's necessary, and you get into this Machiavellian pattern of intrigue and deception to outdo the criminals by becoming more criminal than them. That's really kind of the modus operandi of the intelligence community. And how can you, you know, how can you hold an alligator by the tail for very long before you get bitten or eaten by it? I just don't understand how people think this is a good idea. Anyway, for some of the commentary, and again, this is hypocritical, if not for Shepard Smith and his broadcast in particular, definitely for the network, but we'll get into that in a minute. Here's Shepard Smith yesterday destroying Kellyanne Conway on her microwaves remark, as it were. Go ahead, please.
Plus, a House committee setting a deadline today for President Trump to hand over evidence to support his claim that President Obama tapped his phones. So far, there's absolutely nothing. But his senior advisor, Kellyanne Conway, whom we really don't quote much anymore because, well, history, is noting that phones aren't the only way people spy on people. For instance, what about televisions? And then she said, your microwave. Which part do you believe? Which part do you not believe? It sounds like what happened was they slipped a piece of paper in there from some alt-right news site that was quoting some alt-right, I don't know, radio guy. And the president just tweeted it out, accused the former president of felonious activity, accused him of a crime with zero evidence. Or if there is evidence, no one's been willing to produce it, and the president won't answer questions about it. And it's not just Democrats who are complaining. The Arizona Senator John McCain pointed out the director of national intelligence himself testified there was no truth to the president's claim. Senator McCain saying President Trump owes it to the American people to either back up the accusation or back off.
president has one of two choices, either retract or to provide the information that the American people deserve. Because if his predecessor violated the law, President Obama violated the law, we've got a serious issue here, to say the least. The president of the United States could clear this up in a minute. All he has to do is pick up the phone, call the director of the CIA, director of national intelligence, and say, okay, what happened? Because they certainly should know whether the former president of the United States was wiretapping Trump.
After he read whatever he read, he could pick up the phone, call the people who work for him, and ask him. Has he done that? We don't know. They won't answer. President Trump's counselor, Kellyanne Conway, whose, well, previous words have been up for debate, said today that she does not have any evidence of wiretapping. And she's clarifying, she says, a comment that she made during an interview with a New Jersey newspaper, The Record, of Bergen County. Listen to the Q&A here. Listen.
Do you know whether Trump Tower was wiretapped?
What I can say is there are many ways to surveil each other now, unfortunately.
Do you believe
there was an article this week that talked about how you can surveil someone through their phones, through their certainly through their television sets, any number of different ways, and microwaves that turn into cameras, etc. So we know that that is just a fact of modern life.
So she expanded it. The question isn't just about wiretapping, but about all these other things. About whether, you know, the camera in your TV is watching, whether the microphone in your phone is listening. Was she suggesting that about Trump Tower? And then microwaves that turn into cameras, a fact of modern life? Microwaves do not turn into cameras. Fox News can now confirm. Microwaves heat food. Cameras take pictures. Microphones don't have cameras. And microphones cannot turn into cameras. Fox News now confirms. Today, Kellyanne Conway said she was just speaking in general terms, and she was not talking about Trump Tower at all. But the question was about Trump Tower.
So there you have it. A number of issues on that. And so let's kind of go through those one by one, shall we? So far, there's absolutely nothing. He says no evidence. That's ironic because, as James Corbett points out, how about CIA Vault 7? There's overwhelming evidence. We have been told time and time and time and time and time again for more than 10 years now, including Shepard Smith's own reporting. Remember, we just played the clip of Shepard Smith back in 2006 talking about the Genovese case and how the FBI has the capacity to spy on you through your phone, even when it's turned off in a false off state, or you know what you believe it to be off. We played the clip. Shepard Smith himself reporting. We have talked about the NSA bunker in Utah gulping petabits per second. It doesn't exist, except now it does because the mainstream press tells you it does. So I guess that means it exists. Anyway, we've heard over and over that the intelligence community has really an unbridled capacity to spy on anyone, anywhere, through any modern technological device. Your house can be hacked through your toaster, these kinds of things. It's interesting how people scoff these things off. I have family that works for large technology companies like Microsoft, and you say these kinds of things, and they think it's hilarious. Oh my goodness, what you've been, you know, where's your tinfoil hat? And I say, as I did in the previous segment, Google, or excuse me, in your favorite, I tell them, because you know everyone, do a search for in your favorite, your preferred search engine, hacking dishwasher and spying. Do that search. And so is Judge Napolitano wrong? One of the first articles that you get now is a popular mechanics article. Microwave can't spy on you, except it can, actually. According to the article, microwaves are not on the list yet. Isn't that something? But televisions, as Conway mentioned, certainly are, as detailed in CIA documents recently released by WikiLeaks, which we already knew. It's just confirmation, more confirmation. Certain Samsung televisions were compromised by the CIA such that they could remain on while appearing off, eavesdropping all the while. So people are laughing. Oh, she's so goofy. Meanwhile, we've normalized the fact that virtually every smart device in your house is a listening or a watching and listening device. And this is okay. And so maybe Kellyanne Conway had a slip of the tongue. And, you know, sure, microwaves aren't used as a visual spying device, but still can be used as an auditory spying device. I mean, that's what Judge Napolitano said. The clip we played earlier today, speaking of which, let's just play that one more time, please.
And spies. You know what, Judge, if there is a silver lining to that, to this whole episode, it is the fact that it looks like when you look at the classifications, it's not the super secret stuff. And it's older devices impacted. I mean, they talked about how to use a 3.5-inch floppy disk. So maybe this is older stuff. Somebody further down the food chain.
You're going to see the newer stuff coming, and some of it is creepy. The computer chip in a microwave in your kitchen when the door is open. Yep. Can be accessed wirelessly as a listening device. Who's doing the accessing? The FBI has to find that out.
There you go. So back to the Popular Mechanics article. You know, so there's a kind of a fact-checking that's going on. And again, you know, you have people blathering about, you know, it's so ridiculous. Listen to what she said. Have you read any of the Vault 7 documents that were released? Back to the Popular Mechanics article that I mentioned, sure, it seems to kind of address Kellyanne Conway's remarks. This article published yesterday by Popular Mechanics, written by Eric Lehmer. But even this article includes these words. Then there is sound. Okay, so first you have video. Right, webcams and other internet-connected cameras, such as security cams and high-tech baby monitors, are also notoriously insecure. So many internet cameras are exploitable. In fact, that a voyeuristic search engine has sprung up, allowing users to scroll through live video feed from cameras that still use their default security settings, which means their usernames and passwords are incredibly easy to guess. Now, think about that with the advent of artificial intelligence, machine learning. And I keep mentioning there are libraries like TensorFlow anyone can download. You can incorporate that into your voyeuristic search engine to go out and comb the internet, the interwebs, for any camera that is connected that has default security settings. But continuing, it's a common flaw that is actually hard-coded into some cameras, rendering the problem unfixable. Gosh, imagine that. Funny that, huh? And making webcams a crucial weapon in a hacker's arsenal. Then there is sound. Listen to these words. Any device that can respond to voice commands is, by its very nature, listening to you all the time. And of course, we've talked about apps that coincide with that concept. That includes phones with features like OK Google and Hey Siri enabled, as well as voice assistant gadgets like Amazon's Echo and Google Home. Even Samsung's newest fridges have microphones, and previous models have been known to have security flaws. The extent to which
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good thing.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting, GMO-free, nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family, because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
I want to spread the news that if it feels it's good getting used, oh, you just keep on using me until you use me up. Until you use me up. My brother.
Welcome back.
And he talked to me.
So if you're going to use me up in a way that, you know, I don't object to, I guess. I don't understand it, you know. The staggering level of cognitive dissonance in this society these days. So, backing up perhaps a little bit. Before we do that, I'll give you this little nugget. You know, I was mentioning the Popular Mechanics article. But in conjunction with that, here's a Rand Corporation video you can find on YouTube, the Rand Corporation YouTube channel, titled "The Ethics of Artificial Intelligence in Intelligence Agencies." How ironic. This published yesterday. Go ahead, please.
Artificial intelligence is one of those new emerging technologies that we're helping intelligence agencies look at. What does it mean to them, and what do they need to be considering? We hear a lot of discussion out of Silicon Valley and other parts of the world about concerns on the ethics of artificial intelligence, these what-if scenarios. We've seen these flash crashes in the stock market because of algorithms gone awry. And we've started asking questions like, what happens if you have that the equivalent of those kinds of algorithms that are doing your intelligence? What if the algorithm is wrong? What if the algorithm tells you that an adversary is about to attack and you have to respond immediately and the president has to come to this decision, do I hit the button or not? But the algorithm was wrong, or the algorithm was gamed by the adversary's own algorithms. So we're working with intelligence agencies to help them figure out, what do I need to think about before I implement these technologies? The technologies will provide a great deal of value to intelligence agencies that have huge amounts of data to process. So there's opportunity there, and we're helping them think through it.
Again, astonishing. I mean, you know, I'm going to go back through Shepard Smith's remarks here in a second, perhaps, but where do you begin on something like that? Rand Corporation's Courtney Weinbaum discusses what the rise of artificial intelligence could mean for the U.S. intelligence community. Funny that that was published yesterday. Was that in rebuttal to the WikiLeaks Vault 7 release, which I'm sure itself was a planned, staged, orchestrated event, but I digress. Anyway, unbelievable. Right back, second hour coming up right after this short break.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877- I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.